This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Spiritual Matter and the Corruption of the Cosmos, Rethinking Heaven, Substance, and New Creation. Most Christians today inherit a cosmology more shaped by Plato than by the Bible. We've been taught that heaven is an immaterial realm, detached from the physical cosmos, floating out there beyond space and time. But this view doesn't align with Scripture. In this paper, I argue that heaven is a created domain, composed not of nothing, but of real, structured, non-baryonic substance. That is, spiritual beings like angels and demons aren't immaterial, they're made of something. Something exotic. Something real. I build a model in which spiritual and physical realities are ontologically unified. Drawing from Job 15, Romans 8, Colossians 1, Revelation 12 and 21, and Second Temple sources, I show that heaven itself, like earth, is a part of the groaning creation. 2. Awaits glorification. The corruption of the cosmos is not limited to biology or physics, it is cosmic in scope, involving both the visible and the invisible. I explore how ancient misunderstandings, rooted in Greek dualism and reinforced by figures like Plato, Augustine, and Aquinas, gave rise to the view that spirit equals immaterial. This paper challenges that assumption by using analogies from physics, dark matter, neutrinos, quantum entanglement. If most of the universe is made of unseen, structured forces, why would we assume angels are pure abstractions? I also introduce thought experiments in the appendices. What if we're in a simulation? What if the spirit interfaces with the soul the way consciousness operates across dimensions, as seen in science fiction like Avatar and Quantum Leap? These imaginative explorations are not meant to replace theology, but to reawaken it, to point us toward a more biblically faithful, scientifically informed vision of heaven and earth as two interwoven realms, both created, both corrupted, and both destined for glorification. If you've ever felt that heaven was too far, or that the spiritual world was disconnected from the real world, this paper offers a unified vision where spirit is not ghostly, but glorious. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.